Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Moonlight Madness. And you know what night it is? That's right. It's a Thursday night on Saturday. So we're going to be doing our Cry Night series. Why is it called Cry Night? Because you're probably going to cry and it's night time. Sad stories, in other words. Okay, so let's see here. Sad stories. Here it is. Alright, so this one is a story that I wrote a long time ago. It's called Last Day with Lacey. That gives you a little idea. And after this one, I'll make a new video, which will be a scary story for our spooktacular. So sit back, relax, and enjoy. Hello, everyone. In case you don't know who I am, my name's Brian. Brian Dash. I'm the adoptive father of Lacey. And although I hate to say it, but I feel that our time is dang close to the end. I don't want it to end. Heck, I never want to end. But in my heart, I know it will. Now, I love her and she loves me. But I wonder why. Why did she come here? Why is this happening? And why me? I lost my parents and I might lose my little girl too. I just don't understand anymore. Now, I want to tell her that we should cherish our time together. We should spend more time together. But would that make me seem crazy? I mean, I'm not crazy. Am I? No. Oh, I hope this day never happens. But I know it'll come sooner or later. So I said, "Hey, Dashie." "Yeah, Daddy?" "You want to go to the movie theaters? Just you and me. Your father and his little Dashie." "Daddy, what's wrong?" "What do you mean?" "I mean, I'm used to you calling me Dashie. That's my nickname. And you hardly call me Lacey unless I'm in trouble, but you called me your little Dashie." "Yeah, so? You only say that when something's the matter. Like when Grandpa Bruce died." "Oh yeah. And Grandma Rose." "Yeah. But I just figured maybe a change of pace, calling you my little Dashie all the time." "Well, I guess. But it'll be confusing when you're saying it out of sadness and saying it because you just want to change your pace." "Dang it. I can't believe it. I almost never lied to Lacey. And right then, I did. I told her nothing was wrong. Nothing was the matter. When, in full honesty, something was the matter. Lacey, I just thought we should spend as much time as possible with each other. For a good long while." "Okay, Daddy. So, you wanna go to the movies?" "But I don't have a disguise." "Well, that disguise you wore when you were younger? I mean, the one where you dressed up in a dog suit and you pretend to be a blind man?" "Yeah, that one." "But, Daddy, I don't have that suit anymore. I outgrew it." "Well, what if I told you that, considering it's close to Halloween, I can go online and find a teenage dog suit?" "Really, Daddy?" "Yeah. I was online the other day looking for a costume for Halloween for you and me. If I order it today, it should come by tomorrow. And on top of that, I can get my Halloween stuff early too. I know a great dog costume for you. It's called Rufus Ruckus Deluxe. It's a dog, but the dog also has like an inflatable guitar on its back, hence the name Rufus Ruckus. If I put that on you, we can go to the movies, I could take off the guitar if you want me to, and you'll look just like a normal dog. But, Daddy, why would a blind man go to a movie theater? I don't know. I don't think the movie theaters question that too often, unless they want to lose a customer. I think they just care about getting paid. Why does everyone always only care about getting paid? Why is that the only thing they care about, Daddy? Because humans are weird. Well, most humans. I said as she looked at me with a confused grin on her face. Anyway, that's enough. Let's just get and go. We have to hurry too. Okay, Daddy. Okay, Lacey. So we walked forward, and I bought the tickets for the movie. It was going to be on tomorrow. I went online and got the Rufus Ruckus Deluxe and sent overnight shipping. It cost me an extra $45, but it was worth it. Okay. Ready? Ready, Daddy. Okay. So as we drove there, Lacey said, "Daddy? Yeah? Wouldn't they be confused seeing a blind man drive a car?" Oh gosh, you're right. I didn't think this. We'll park a few blocks away, and then I can just walk forward with you. Okay. So we did just that. Luckily, I could see through those thick glasses I wore to disguise myself as a blind man. I leaned over and said, "I see. Yeah, Daddy? Which movies do you want to see? There's The Nightmare on Elm Street. There's Friday the 13th. Psycho. The Exorcist. La Llorona. There's The Night of the Living Dead. And there's also Friday the 13th. I think I said it, didn't I? Friday the 13th. And Halloween and Chainsaw Massacre. Are they all horror movies? Well, unfortunately, that's all they have right now. Unless, of course, you want to see this one. Which one's that? It's, Scooby-Doo and the Reluctant Werewolf. Let's see that one. Alright. The guy that was handing out tickets said, "Hello, sir. What can I get for you?" I said, "I like a ticket." "Yeah, what kind of ticket?" "A ticket to Scooby-Doo and the Reluctant Werewolf." "Alright, sir, but no animals are allowed inside." "Sorry, but I'm blind. I need this animal to help me see," I whispered. Just not enough for blind Lacey to hear. "I'm sorry." Then the man said, "Look, sir, I'm sorry, but these disgusting beasts aren't allowed inside." I whispered again to Dashie. "Dashie, hold it back. This guy's a jerk, but hold it back." Then I said, "Can't you just help out, old guy? Let him in with his service dog." "Sir, no pets are allowed. What don't you understand about that?" "The part that I'm blind and I can't go in and to the theater without my eye-seeing dog." "Sir, you're blind. Why would you go to the movies?" "Because that's my own business." "You seem shifty. I bet you're not even blind." "Sir, you're starting to harass an old guy. If you continue, I'm going to call the police officers." "Wait a minute.
What is it?
A dog. Looks like the Rufus Rockets costume. But that's for humans, not animals. I swear to you, it's my dog. She just looks like Rufus Rockets. Strange. I didn't think dogs walked on their knees. Sir, if you keep this up, I will leave and tell all my friends not to come here. Alright, fine, old timer. Cool it. Here's your tickets. Thank you, sir. Let's go. Lacey followed me. And we watched the movie. It wasn't the best, but Lacey seemed to love it. I told her I'd get it for her when it came out on video. But I never got that chance. Because the next day was her birthday. And I went to show her. I went to go see the air show with her. I remember seeing it with my parents every year. Man, I loved it. That's when I heard a knock on the door. And I told Lightning Lacey, Lacey, go to your room. She went to her room. I opened the door. And I saw Screwy. Bucky. Derpy and Ditzy. I let him in. I'm surprised. Why? I know who you all are. Oh, then you're over here then. I know you're all fictional characters from a stupid TV show made for children, but why are you all here? I have no idea. Oh, I think you do. Dang! She was right. I did know, but I couldn't face the facts. Excuse me, sir. We happen to know that Lacey's here? Said Bucky, with a southern accent. Oh, yeah, she's upstairs in her room. Ha-oom, said Ditzy. Yeah. Dashie's in her room. He used her nickname. Dashi? My, you're that familiar with her already. When I punched that girl so hard in the face right then, the way she responded. Friendly? That doesn't begin to explain. I think it's up to your screwballs to explain to me what the heck you did. Right. Said Screwy. Right away, sir. See, my student. Gosh, I know who she is. Cut to the chase. As you wish, sir. See, we were trying to destroy a whirlwind. And on the account that Lacey could run faster than the speed of sound, well, let's just say she might have made it a little worse than expected. And it sucked her up into it. Granted, it was destroyed afterwards. But she was teleported to this world. How long ago was this? About 2 months. 2 months? Man, it's been a lot longer here. Oh, really? How long? 19 long years. Dad? Daddy? Is everything okay? Excuse me, Cherokee, but did I just hear Lightning Lacey call you Dad? Then Screw said, if he took care of her for 19 years, I think I understand why she called him Dad. Daddy, are you okay? Yeah, Lacey, I'm okay. We need to talk. I brought her downstairs. She screamed, Lacey! Hey, get away from me! You don't remember? I don't remember you or anyone for that matter. Lacey, they're your friends. And you need to go with them. Don't you love me, Daddy? Of course I love you. But you need to go with them. You belong there. But I belong here with you. No, you don't. This world was meant to house me, but not you. I only took care of you until this day came. I wish it didn't have to be this way. But it did. You have to go. I love you, Daddy. I love you too, Lacey. And I always will. They all started to cry. That's when Screwy said, Derpy, do you know the magic spell I taught you to bring us back to our world? The memory spell? Yes. Wait a minute. Let me just have one more talk with her. On the count that she'll never see me again. That I loved her. She said, wait a minute. And she ran up to her room at the speed of light, came down here with a picture book and all of her favorite possessions. I hoped that there'd be a picture of me and her somewhere. That's when she said, are you ready to go? I'm not ready. But I know it has to be this way. So, with that, they all stepped into a portal. Lacey looked at me and I said, I love you, my little Lacey. Go! She jumped to the portal. Everything was like it was before she was there. Lonely. But then I read the card. To Daddy from Dashie. Daddy, I love you. I remember all the times we spent together. With Screwy's permission, I'd like for you to keep all this stuff, considering I can't take it back with me. You raised me to the best darn way you could. I love you, Daddy. Your little daughter. Your little Dashie forever. Lightning Lacey. I read that over and over. For 2 or 3, until I think it was about 4 years, every day, and I read it one last time. Dear Daddy, I read it all, but then there was something that had an arrow that wasn't there before, so I turned it back around, and it said, I need you more than ever. The portal will close in 2 days. Now, it's 4 years in your time when this will appear. If you jump through it, and before the 2 days are up, you can be with me. But know this, if you do, you won't come back. You'll stay there with me. I'm not trying to force you to stay. I just want to give you the choice. Well, that was over. I jumped through the door of the portal. And entered, and I said, Lacey, I'm here. Thank you everyone for listening. If you like this video, press the like button on the face like a boss. And as always, high fives all around. Thank you so much for watching. I'll see you all next time, next video. Thank you, goodbye. And remember, look in the shadows, because we'll just turn front. Please leave a nice remark and review in the comments below. I love you all, and goodbye.